Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Reeb and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Wertz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wertz. Tucker scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon strikes out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 1 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bearden bunts towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to third for the out. Bearden moves to second. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Bearden scores. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond throws to first for one, and Vico throws back to second, and LePond drops the ball. Tucker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vico moves to second. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. Vico moves to third. Reeb moves to second. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LePond takes first base on ball 4. Vico scores. Reeb moves to third. Hutchinson moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Berry covering, for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Judnick moves to second. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Judnick moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Reeb and he is out, Lapon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bearden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Bearden reaches second base with a double. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vico hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vico reaches second base with a double. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo pinch hits for Hal White. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.